This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. Just heard from a couple of listeners up in Seattle. One of them, a sailor station at the Bremerton Navy Base, lives down here in Florida. Thank you very much, Sailor Jimmy. And Sailor Jimmy says hello to his family in St. Pete. And if you're listening, get a hold of him, because he tried to reach you yesterday and you weren't around. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And let's not forget the Coast Guard, because yesterday, I'll tell you what, all hands on deck, they had them all out there yesterday with all the boats around on the water. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers and bulk mail centers too, sorting the mail tonight. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. 7 minutes past the hour, and here is Ms. Rosemary. Hello, kiddo.
Hi, Captain. Wow. So much going on, huh? I just got a little note saying it has been a wild weekend. But
you're telling me?
I know. Wait, the captain hasn't said anything yet. Maybe I shouldn't let the cat out of the bag. But congratulations, all those cars you sold.
Sell them. People came in because we were there.
Yes. Wow. But that was...
Yeah, fantastic. I'm not a salesman. Tell people where I'm going to be and they show up.
Yeah, and they were there.
Yep,
I'll let you tell them about that. I kind of missed yesterday because the weekends are rough. They're rough. You know, they're just rough sometimes, the holidays. But also, I did get to see Mike Pence. You mentioned that when he was up there at Arlington. And as usual, he does a fantastic job. But I also, I want to say something, because some of you that know me know I kind of missed last night, my usual time. That's going to happen sometimes at holidays. I was overwhelmed with, people need help more. Let's admit it, people get depressed, especially, you know, when we're talking about people that died. But, you know, I wanted to say this real quickly. Nobody ever dies alone. I don't know if I've ever said that on here. It is said that no one ever dies alone. That's very important for families to hear that. I have my little angel plaque in front of me, but I'm not going to read the prayer tonight. Don't have time. Most of you have heard it. On angel wings you were taken, but in my heart you'll stay. I will not read the prayer. It's not necessary. They're in our hearts, but we go on. And I will say this, yesterday I watched as much as I could, and I have, Captain, maybe it's just me this year, or people are more patriotic or something, but I was watching the Bay Pines service and the Bushnell one, that's the Florida.
Yeah, something,
correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Captain, I have never seen such a, I don't know, patriotic, just everybody showed up. I mean, the flags that were placed, even in Largo by a guy, and I was just in awe of watching that, and I had wanted to go to one of them myself, but there are times we just have to keep working and do what we do. But it was wonderful, and there's something that really, really got to me this week, and I want to mention it. I don't think I've ever heard anything quite like it. Salem had a special on where people came on, survivors, and told their stories. They told them themselves.
We do that every year.
Yeah, but was it Hugh Hewlett? Am I correct? I can't remember. I think
he had the Marine Corps League or something like that.
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
He does a charity for the Marine Corps.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I have not heard it before because sometimes I don't always get the radio, but yesterday I did because of the weekend it was and so forth. And I was greatly moved by how they came back not all in one piece. And I was moved. They told their stories. And here's what moved me. With loss of limbs, I mean, many lost all their limbs. We know they came back. And hearing their stories, I mean, I was so moved. I was almost ill because I thought, oh, no. But how veterans helped each other and how they got the help. And then the end of their stories, and not one captain felt sorry for themselves. I just found that amazing. Now, they all felt so fortunate. Some had families, some got married, but when they came out, they learned to walk again. Some are running in marathons, and I'm thinking, this is what it's about.
Wait till you see what happens here today from June the 21st to the 30th in Tampa.
I heard about that, yeah.
Well, we'll have a whole bunch of wounded warriors here.
Oh, I know.
By the way, Steve in Thailand saying hello.
Hi, Steve. Hi to everybody. I love you guys. I know that Captain told me before I came on that everybody was online. I know what that means. I love everybody. I love you all. It's been kind of a rough weekend for me in the work that I do, but you know, you got to just get up there and just do it. But anyway, it so moved me because it shows that we can, the way they overcame adversity, and not even with PTSD. I was amazed. I was just amazed. I've never actually heard that long so many, and one after another after another. It was great. And let me leave you with this little thing tonight because I really didn't have much of a message because I've been working so hard just trying to stay up with things. And there's so much we could talk about. And I will have a few messages and certainly we'll have some blessings this week for sure. We have a lot to be blessed about it. And I'll be doing a couple of those very shortly. You know, Max Lucado's favorite, I love his kind of main statement he's known by. And this is what it is. Because God's promises are unbreakable, our hope is unshakable. I think that's it in a nutshell. And I have a lot of messages around that coming up. So God bless you all. And God bless America. It's been quite a weekend, and I know the captain will. I hope he tells you all some of the things. I don't know if he'll tell you everything he's been through, but I know it had to have been difficult in that heat. That's all I'm going to say. It had to have been difficult. But anyway, God bless you, Captain. God bless every one of you, and God bless America. Thank you.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. And, yeah, it was a little warm yesterday. I was outdoors when I was in the shade. We had a little bit of a breeze. It wasn't bad. I went inside when I needed to, and a couple times I went over because somebody wanted to look at my truck, so I started it up, turned on the air conditioner, put them on the other side, and told them about the truck. There you go. All right, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And the number's 877-969-8600 if you want to opine.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards No.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Today's Tuesday. That means that I'll be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch, so stop by and have lunch with the Captain. Mission Barbecue, 12 noon to 1:30. They're located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country section of Tampa, just on the north end of the airport. Now, they honor all of America's heroes there, and every day from 12 noon to 1:30, I'm sorry, from 12 noon, they'll play the national anthem, and we go there, we stand up, we're wearing military cover, we salute the flag, the national anthem. There's a group of veterans that are always there with us, and we keep adding to the list every now and then, so come on over, stop by Mission Barbecue, and we'll be there today. From 12 noon to 1:30. All right, joining us on the radio, we got Trucker Ed. Where are you at tonight there, Ed?
Yes, sir. You and Mr. Kyle, with all due respect, were wrong when it comes to Brexit and the break. The people do want it. They voted for it. But Prime Minister Theresa May of England went to the EU with a very weak hand. Therefore, she brought back a weak deal for the people's house to vote for. And she kept bringing back a very weak hand that would theoretically cut England off of the EU, but they will still be regulated by the EU.
Well, who was voting? Who was voting against?
Regulated by the EU.
Who was voting against it all that time? Was it the House of Commons?
Yes, the House of Commons were voting against it. Several times, I think it was four or five times they voted against it,
mm-hmm.
because Theresa May, in her negotiations with the EU, was coming back with weak deals. Just like President Trump is saying, hey, look, China, do you want a trade deal with us or not? Because we're the number one economy in the world. We have a very heavy hand. We have a very good economy. We have a strong hand. Okay, we can go to other markets and get our television, our blue jeans, our socks. We don't need you. and your factories. We could go to Taiwan. We could go to Mexico. We could go to India, other places that make the same product.
Mm-hmm.
So we're dealing with a strong hand. She went to the EU with a very, very weak hand, saying, EU, if you don't give us a deal, you're going to hurt England.
You know who?
She's already going to the EU with a very weak hand, and she brought back a weak deal to the House of Commons.
Do you know?
The House of Commons says, no, we want to break off internally. We don't want the EU's regulations.
Do you know who Nigel Farage is?
Yes, I do. He's the one that got promoted Brexit and got it on the ballot.
Yeah, and his party did very well, didn't it?
Yes, yes.
Matter of fact, I think they've only been around about a month or so.
Nigel Farage and the Brexit party is kin to our
Tea Party?
Tea Party, yes, exactly.
All right. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yep.
Anti-government. And, they're starting to build a very strong hand with the Conservative Party because the Conservative Party is falling apart. They're not doing what they said they're supposed to be doing.
By the way, where are you at tonight?
I am about 20 minutes from my drop yard in Tallahassee.
Okay, all right. Now, we got that affiliate up there in Tallahassee. I don't have the signal in front of me. It's an FM station up there, but you can hear us up there.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
I appreciate it. But I just want to let you guys know that the English people do want Brexit, but she kept bringing back a weak hand.
They don't want her form of it.
Regulations in place from the EU for England to live under, and they don't want that. They don't want the regulations.
All right. By the way, I'm looking at something that I wasn't upset till I saw this. An MSNBC host, I'm not sure who it is. He's a young guy, glasses. I'll have to figure out who this is. He says that he feels uncomfortable calling the fallen soldiers heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I don't watch MSNBC.
I think he ought to have his, you know what.
I know it. All right. Well, listen, Ed, thanks a lot and drive careful.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
All right, you too. And we appreciate Trucker Ed. He's up there going into Tallahassee. I'll have to look up and see who my affiliate is. It's on the webpage. I believe I put it on the webpage now. So I don't have all these affiliates memorized since they came, a whole bunch of them new came in here. I'm going to see if I can figure out who this host is. He's a young guy. Let me see who this is. MSNBC. It says MSNBC host says he feels uncomfortable calling foreign calling fallen soldiers heroes. Who the heck is this? Oh, my goodness. Chris Hayes. I don't even know who he is. But anyway, he says that he just doesn't like calling the fallen soldiers heroes. Jeez. They're the ones that are the heroes, dummy. Good God. Unbelievable. But anyway, and again, leave it to a liberal, right? Leave it to a liberal. I mean, the ones that didn't come back, and you won't find anybody that won't tell you the same thing that hasn't served either in the military or the police department or the fire service where we've lost one of our own, okay? The heroes are the ones that didn't come back. They're the ones that didn't make it. And we know it, and we honor them for that fact. That's what we did yesterday. For this moron, Chris Hayes, to make a comment like that, that's why I don't watch MSNBC. I play their audio. Because it's available, but just because I played their audio to let you hear how stupid they are, it doesn't have anything to do with whether I care for them or not. Now, Tom Cotton, who I believe is a presidential candidate in the making, has come out and said something, again, about all these ridiculous charges and countercharges and investigations and calls for more and this, that, and the other. Listen to this.
But let's start with this week at the White House, sir. In the last 48 hours, as you know, President Trump walked out of that meeting with House Democrats. He then called the Speaker of the House Crazy Nancy, referred to himself as a stable genius. Have you seen or heard anything from the president this week that has concerned you?
No, Craig, not at all. We spoke just this morning. The president was at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday with the First Lady for Flags In, where old guard soldiers placed flags at almost 245,000 different grave sites. I know he's frustrated with what seems like an endless stream of baseless investigations in the House after the Mueller report concluded that there was no collusion between the Trump campaign and with Russia intelligence services. He'd like to get back to the people's business. It's difficult, though, when you have the House of Representatives so focused on investigating seemingly everything under the sun related to the president.
Several of the president's supporters, including his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, they, as you probably know, they've been sharing this video of Speaker Pelosi that's been altered to make it look like she's slurring her words or drunk in public. Does that set a dangerous precedent?
Craig, I haven't seen the video. I don't follow a lot of social media accounts that are always on the cable news. I'll say that, you know, Nancy Pelosi's own words every time she speaks defending some of the radical ideas of the House Democrats are enough, in my opinion, to indict the House Democrats and make you worry about the direction of our country if they were to take control of the Senate and the White House as well.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan said yesterday that the United States may send additional troops to the Middle East in response to what he calls rising tensions with Iran. Could that be seen as a provocation?
No, Craig, the only provocative activity we've seen in the Middle East over the last 3 weeks comes from Iran. The reason why the Department of Defense has already deployed a new aircraft carrier and Patriot missile defense systems and B-52 bombers is in response to those provocative actions by Iran and the intelligence that has picked them up. It's beginning to look like the Ayatollahs may have gotten the point because we're sending those additional resources to the Middle East not to take military action against Iran, but to hopefully prevent military action by Iran.
And the military story that I'll be talking about with Denise is something that just came out about Iran. As to what they're doing now is they've switched their focus back to Israel, and they may be targeting Israeli ports and offshore rigs to try to create some havoc there with their proxies, which again would probably be Hezbollah, which would be doing that. We'll just wait and we'll see. Certainly, Iran would like to get rid of Israel, as would most of the Arab nations there. They don't like Israel. Some of them get along with them because they respect them, because they realize that they have a lot of capabilities, and if they were to do something stupid, Israel might turn around and send them a little surprise package called a nuclear bomb. But it is what it is, and of course that would be creating an even worse situation in the Middle East. But it is what it is, and Israel is smart enough to know that the best deterrent is a strong offense in their situation. You mess with Israel, you're going to get it right back because they don't dilly-dally around. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to have our first military and veterans news segment. A lot of different things to report about what's been going on for the past few days, especially coming out of the Middle East. And Venezuela is in the news again for something a little different. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
This Memorial Day weekend, President Trump wrapping up his four-day trip to Japan after meeting with the country's new emperor and spending time with the Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe.
Over the past 2 years, we have developed a close and trusting partnership that we greatly cherish.
At Arlington National Cemetery this Memorial Day, Vice President Mike Pence speaking to veterans and their families.
Americans gather to honor the lives and deeds of America's greatest heroes and to assure their families that we will never forget and we will never fail to honor the service and sacrifice of their loved ones.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. Now, if you're coming out of the military, looking to transition, not sure what you want to do, and you've got any type of aptitude at all, you can build things, make things, listen to this message right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job and you're going nowhere where you're no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, I've got a great idea to try to help you out here to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one's right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, I did say unlimited earning potential. You had the potential to start out making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year, whatever the case might happen to be. So there you go. There you go. Think about that for a second. Now, you can check them out online at naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, the number again is 800-659-2080, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and it'll get you into a great, great, great situation for your future and your career in general. Now, a lot of people aren't aware of what Kim Jong-un has been dreaming about in North Korea. And no, it's not missiles, and no, it's not rockets. It's the Wonsan Beach Resort. Now, this is the one that when the president was first there, we heard the name Sheldon Adelson mentioned. Sheldon Adelson is a casino mogul from Las Vegas, who's got casinos all around the world. And Kim Jong-un had reached out to him through the president to bring him into the Wonsan region and make it into a world-class tourist destination with a world-class casino to go with it and make it a prime spot for summer vacationers. Now, it's located on the southeastern coast of North Korea. The resort area would include beachfront hotels, conference centers, mineral springs, and entertainment venues such as theaters, water parks, and a golf course. This is all Kim Jong-un wants to put this in there. Now, they're building this as we speak. Rapid construction was seen throughout the year, this past year, and it continues this year with new amenities and high-rises continually popping up in that area. While the original deadline was to complete the resort by October 2019, Kim Jong-un extended the deadline during his April 2019 visit to April of 2020 to coincide with the Day of Sun, which is Kim Il-sung's birthday. That's his dad, Kim Il-sung's birthday. How about that? So, wanting to go 21st century, wanting to get into casino business, you don't think that North Korea doesn't want to chat a little bit more with the United States? Well, of course they do. Of course they do. So, here's a little suggestion to the president, and I don't know anything. I just know that it looks like as if that you want to break the diplomatic standoff. Help him along with his little project and see if he'll come to the table that way. Put him in touch with Sheldon Adelson and see if that'll open the door maybe to get in there for some serious talks. Because if he's serious about what he wants to do, we can help him out and let him talk to Sheldon Adelson too. Just saying. Just saying, but then what do I know, right? Okay, well, there you go. And we'll also remember, oh, it was a Semper Fi. Thanks, Ed. Ed is saying that was a Semper Fi fund. Yeah, that was on Memorial Day. That was the one that he was doing, because I remember it now. I knew it was the Marines. I just didn't know what name it was. All right, well, the Senate has now authorized the Space Force. The Senate Armed Services Committee approved the establishment of a Space Force and its defense authorization bill. But the House has questioned the need for a sixth military branch for space, and they want to change this organizational structure and put it in an already existing service under a different name. Well, the Senate's run by the Republicans. The House is run by the Democrats. And no matter what the Senate passes, it's going to be very, very rare that the House of Representatives will agree with anything they have to say. So to this, I say we're in a stalemate again. By the way, TurboTax, you heard of that? Well, TurboTax is promoting special deals for military service members. promising to help them file their tax returns online for free, or certainly give them a significant discount. That's good news for the troops. How many troops are going to the Middle East? 1,500. The first time. The second time? Might be a little more. Might be the same. But there's going to be two or three influxes of troops into the Middle East based on the DOD and CENTCOM requesting more personnel in the area. Also, long-serving troops and reservists have had little less than 2 months remaining in time to transfer their post-9/11 GI Bill benefits to their spouse or children before a new restriction kicks in on July 12th. In case you didn't know this, the new GI Bill transfer rule is affecting the older service members. Even though you were grandfathered in, you still got to play the game and do what needs to be done. Now, the Army denied a soldier's request to grow a beard in observance of a flying spaghetti monster religion. Now, that's the headline. The story from the Army Times goes on to say, why are we here? What is our purpose? Why are U.S. service members not allowed to grow beards? Well, I think the ones they let grow the beards were the Sikhs that they let in, because it's part of their religion, and they're letting them wear turbans too, the Sikhs. That's a little different situation than some of these other folks. By the way, our top U.S. commander has warned the Maduro Mafia down in Venezuela that they need to back off their threats to other countries in the region. The ongoing crisis in Venezuela is boiling over and aggravating security concerns throughout the Western Hemisphere, including countries around them in Central America and the Caribbean. Maduro is trying to act tough. He's desperate right now. He's reaching out, warning people. He'll remember who they are in the event they step in to help with the United States or the Lima Group or this Organization of American States. Well, Maduro is desperate. He's done. He needs to get out of the way, because right now he's the only thing that's holding up Venezuela from turning their fortunes around. And hopefully it'll be done sooner rather than later. And again, just me talking here, I would have already extracted him the same way that they did Noriega in Panama. I know he's got a circle of troops around him. I know he's circled by Russian and Hezbollah forces. I know that for sure. Plus Cubans. He's got like a triple wing around him protecting him. But there's got to be a way to get to him. Even if you take him out altogether, there's another solution, right? But he's got to go to help out Venezuela. Okay, next hour we'll have more, and we'll get into some Army news, Navy news, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and Air Force. I'll be right back. Go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard and Moving On, the theme for Moving On, the trucking show, oh, I don't know, probably 25, 30 years ago on the television. And Will and Sonny used to be out there in a big old black KW with that 40-foot Great Dane reefer they were pulling. And, of course, things have changed since then. All right, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by your local pilot and Flying J. Wherever you're at, wherever you're out there, it's your home away from home. Truckers, stop by and check them out, see what they got, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right,
We have got some storms rolling across southern Ohio tonight. They're now over into the northwestern corner of West Virginia. Parkersburg, West Virginia, that would be I-77, I-64, that region, just north of Charleston, West Virginia, Huntington, West Virginia. You've got a tornado watch right now with some severe storms coming in with this system that's moving across. You've also got flash flood warnings up right now in parts of southern Ohio and central Ohio below I-70. There is some rain in the northwestern corner of Ohio right now, not at all heavy like it is down below where these storms are and where that tornado watch is. So be on the watch there and pay attention to your weather radio. And if you're a trucker and you're headed that direction, you may be driving into something. So make sure you you keep two hands on the wheel and pay attention to weather. Turn on that weather radio. Now, an enhanced risk for severe thunderstorms is forecast all day today, once again, across the central U.S. as well as across parts of the northern mid-Atlantic. Now, damaging winds, large hail, and some strong tornadoes and flash flooding are all possible. Meanwhile, the southeast continues to see much above normal temperatures, temperatures in the middle 90s to low 100s expected across many areas of the deep south today. And this will spread into the middle Atlantic region over the next few days. So don't feel like the Lone Ranger up there in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. The weather's coming your direction. Now, let me go out and check the areas where we've also got some storms and we've got some watches and warnings. And that would be the northwestern part of Missouri, southwestern part of Iowa, pretty much all of the eastern part of Nebraska, south central Nebraska, and western, southwestern Nebraska, where you've got flash flood warnings and watches and severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. And that system has just been hanging in there for the past couple of hours, hasn't moved at all. Now, to the north of there and to the west of there and over by where Al's at, Grand Island, Nebraska, you've got some rain. It's raining heavy at times. Don't see any watches or warnings there yet. But I do see now in Rapid City, South Dakota, that the rain may in fact be changing over to mixed precipitation as the temperature in that area is dropping. Now, they've got the little blue and the little, which means winter driving conditions in some areas there, which means probably it's switched on over. You got some high winds in North Dakota tonight. You got a hard freeze warning in northern North Dakota. Same thing up there in northeastern Minnesota. And some snow in Wyoming, pretty much centered around the mountains to the north and the west. Although coming in on I-25 out of Colorado, you've got a winter storm warning there in that area, probably about 20, 25 miles of the northern part of Colorado and 20, 25 miles of the first entry coming in on I-25 into Wyoming. You do have everything west of 25 Denver Way and down to the New Mexico line. You've got winter driving conditions there being reported. So be careful. There are some snow flurries up on top of the mountain peaks there as well. And then tonight, California, it looks like as if the snow has gone away, been replaced by some high winds. Got a few winds up there in Nevada and Montana, and it's really cold up in Maine tonight, a hard freeze warning there, and that's about the way it is right now. Now, don't forget, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report has two sponsors. First of all, your local pilot in Flying J, which is your home away from home out on the roads. And the second one is Moss Family Automotive, where I was at yesterday, the Chevrolet dealer in Carrollwood, and thanks for the people that stopped by. Appreciate that. And Roger P. Shulman, our news director, stopped by, too, so we were happy to see him there. By the way, Roger, the hamburgers were in the building behind us, the hot dogs and potato salad and all that sort of stuff, and we finally did, right after you left, we finally did walk back there and go get some because it was there for anybody and everybody yesterday that was there, and we saw some people, met a firefighter out of Pasco County, Station 38, appreciate you very much, my friend. And as I like to say, stay low. Stay low. And he's working on his first year. He's a newbie. He's working on his one-year probation right now. And you'll do fine. You just stick with the program there. Nice family man. Had a cute little daughter and his wife. And they were just a typical young couple starting out. And like I say, as a firefighter, being a brother firefighter, I enjoyed talking to him. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
The president is on his way back home, right?
Yeah. They did a visit to the USS Wasp and addressed the troops, so I was pleased with that.
Which is an amphibious assault ship, right?
Yes.
Yep, because I heard a news source call it a battleship, and I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, you know, it's so discouraging to listen to the news and hear people describe something that you know they don't know what they're talking about, and they just throw a word in there because it sounds good.
Okay.
I mean, really, a battleship. Jeez. And it was a major news network that did that. But anyway, so what was your, what do you think about the trip to Japan overall?
I didn't watch a lot of the pomp and circumstance, but I think it was a tribute and an honor for Japan to do this, especially with the new emperor for Donald Trump. He did look a little kind of funny watching the sumo wrestler, though.
By the way, I'm getting a report. I got to mention this right now. I'm getting a report. Now it's coming over the wire. Ed sent it to me a minute ago. I was trying to confirm this, but now I got a report. There are about 5 million people in the state of Ohio without power right now because of this severe line of thunderstorms, which has gone through Dayton, Ohio, and is angling towards West Virginia. And there is a tornado watch out in front of it with severe flash flooding warnings along with it, too. So you got some really rough weather headed your way, West Virginia. So I had to get that out there right away there. But anyway, a lot of power knocked out in Ohio tonight. So you listen to us on the transistor radios if they got one. Or cell phones, right?
Transistors. I don't know if they do transistor radios anymore.
Oh, they do. You can still find them. Yep. You can still find them. But you got to, it's like anything else. It's not something that you find, you know, easily. You really got to work to find them. But anyway, the other thing is I watched a video, and I'll get to that when I come back here. Okay. Hang on a second there. All right, and caller, you hang on. We'll get to you, and I see who that is. We'll get to you right when we come back from the break here. So hang on there, Backgammon Bob, and we'll be right back with Denise Simon, too. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.